Here are today's top stories. Last night, while you were sleeping, Republican senators started down the road to repeal the Affordable Care Act. We should see a preliminary vote soon. The question, though, has to do with what replaces it. President-elect Trump says there will be a replacement once his Health and Human Services czar is appointed, but they're not yet, so what's the rush? Listen, I don't have skin in the game. I get my insurance through my employer. But it seems to me, as a casual observer, that Obamacare helped a ton of people get insurance who otherwise weren't eligible or couldn't afford it. And at the same time, it jacked up premiums for people who already had independent insurance. Did I get it? Is that right? Can we agree on that fact? It did good and bad? All right, good. Now let's use common sense. Do we keep the insurance for lower income folks and lower the premiums for the rest? Congress? No, that's not possible. Insurance companies won't go for that. Okay. How about this? Get rid of insurance options for low income people and lower the premiums. Oh, they're not going to change. The premiums are probably going to go up regardless. All right. How about we take away insurance for low-income people and we let the premiums go sky high? Does that work? I think we have a deal. Thank you, Congress. You're the best, right? Anyway, I think they should just stop calling it Obamacare and call it Mitch McConnell-O-Care. It rolls off the tongue. A lot of M's and C's in there. Best internet story of the day by far is the conspiracy theory that all the paperwork that Trump brought out to prove his lack of conflict of interest at yesterday's press conference were props. What? Yep, fake paperwork. Hashtag. The Trump folk wouldn't let reporters look at the manila folders, but some cameras caught enough evidence to suggest that the papers inside the folders were blank. It's the little things in life, right? It's so Trump. It's the guy who thinks no one's watching, but everybody is. He's so smart, already ahead of us, but he never is. Whether it's overkill with the so great, or weird stunts like blank papers, it all just smells like backstage at the circus. Yeah, we can smell it. Elephant's poop. We get it. It's gross. You know, the one thing I thought 2017 was missing was controversy over Hillary's emails. Oh, it's back? Yay! The Justice Department said they're going to investigate the FBI for their handling of the emails in 2016. I can't tell if that's good or bad for Hillary Clinton. Not because I didn't read the story, but because I get heartburn reading the story. I think we all, as a country, need to move on from Hillary. Let her just be the hiker grandma. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I should stop talking about her. I'll never say her name again. I mean, even Trump's still saying her name. She's lost. She's done. People aren't clamoring for her return. Stop. One last time, everybody, ready? Hillary. And it's gone. Good. Is there anything more frustrating than when public transportation fails? Metro was a disaster today because of freezing tracks and this and that and whatever. Several passengers were stranded, several trains rerouted or just told to go back to the station. Passengers without heat, stranded for hours on the South Shore line. The good news, though, it's 2017, so fare hikes. A landmark study on marijuana came out today, touting the drug's positive and negative effects. The negatives? I lost it. I can't remember. Anyway, in end of the world / Terminator / sci-fi news that you first heard here, scientists have used lasers to unlock killer instincts in mice. Yep, so they have figured out how to trigger predatory behavior in animals. Yeah, that's not going to end up bad. Seriously, I mean, we're doing this. That's what science is putting money into this. Hey, Ralph, what are you working on?
Nothing. Leave me alone. Nothing.
In weather, the freezing rain? Well, it froze. In sports, the Bulls are in New York tonight to face the Knicks and their old pals Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah. D. Rose will play after not showing up to work the other night. Not sure if Rondo is back in good graces now, or does he get re-benched because Dwayne Wade is back. No, he'll probably have to play as Jimmy Butler and Nikola Mirotic were sent back to Chicago with illnesses. January basketball, folks. Butler and Wade should just wear suits and sit behind the bench for like 2 months, don't you think? Really, start playing in April. The San Diego Chargers are now the Los Angeles Chargers. They unveiled their new logo, which got a collective stupid from the internet. They should get rid of the lightning bolts altogether and go with a more phone charger motif, right? Like a silhouette of a screenwriter in a Starbucks looking for an outlet. That really should be LA's logo. The Illini got a big win last night against Michigan. After a slow start, they're starting to put together some games here. They could still be in contention for March Madness, so Yeah, why not? It's early. They're 2-2 in the Big Ten. Northwestern looking for its 14th win tonight against Rutgers. You know, it's like Rutgers, when you hear Rutgers in football, you're like, nah, that doesn't make sense. Rutgers in basketball? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Rutgers, right? Anyway, they look tough this year, but the Cats look tougher. I hate to say it, but when trying to reverse a curse, every game is a must win. Got to do it tonight. Cubs convention this week at the Hilton. Anthony Rizzo's back in town doing interviews. I personally can't wait for the convention so we can meet John Jay. Also, the Cubs are going to go to the White House next week to get it in before Obama leaves. I don't know. They should have waited for Trump just for the superlatives, right? Fowler's going to join the team, even though he signed with the Cardinals this offseason. I dare you. I dare you, Dexter, to wear a Cardinals shirt. Too good. The White Sox are having a little hitters mini camp this week that featured the new catcher with the freckles and the kid they got from Boston, Moncala. Chris Getz, the head of player development, said that Moncala's got the body of a linebacker and he moves like a wide receiver. Great! Wrong sport, but great! And finally tonight, the hit show Atlanta, which won a slew of Golden Globes, will not return to FX until 2018 because star Donald Glover is going to be too busy playing Lando Calrissian in the new Han Solo origin story. I knew Lando was a snake all along. But what choice do we have if we ever want to see Atlanta again? Star Wars, something like that. That's the carryout for January 12, 2017. Hey, we got a special tonight on coffee. Half off. I mean, it's not as fancy as Botrust, but we pay our employees.